Today's date is October 23rd, 2012. My name is John Erling. Denny, would you state your full name?
Denzel, D-E-N-Z-I-L. And middle name is Doss, D-O-S-S-G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. The Doss was the name of my great-grandfather, who was a Civil War soldier, served from Kansas. I'm proud to have his name. And by the way, I'm normally called Denny rather than Denzel.
Your date of birth?
November 20th, 1926. I was born in Norman, Oklahoma.
So your present age is?
85, and I'll be 86 the 20th of November.
Where are we recording this interview?
In my dining room here in my home in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Does this house have significant historical value?
Yes, this house is 102 years old. And it was here when the Frank Phillips home, which is two doors south of us, was built.
We have Cenk Jones with us here to participate in this interview. He is of the publishing Jones family of the Tulsa Tribune. Cenk, you were a reporter during Denny's time in our state legislature?
Yes, I covered Denny as a reporter and polled some of the races he was involved in, traveled with him when he was running for governor, and have known him for almost half a century.
Cenk will be participating and helping in this interview. Denny, let's talk about your mother.
My mother was born out near Alva, Oklahoma, little town of Capron, C-A-P-R-O-N. She was born in 1899. She has an identical twin sister. At birth, the twin sister weighed 2 pounds and 11 ounces. And my mother weighed 2 pounds and 9 ounces, and they lived in a dugout. They had nothing but a large stove there in that two-room dugout. These two little girls were born very, very prematurely. And my little grandmother, who was just barely 5 foot tall, opened the oven of the stove and put two shoeboxes side by side and put one of the twins in each of them and fed them cow's milk. They had one cow, and she fed them with a medicine dropper. That was a very, very tough winter, the winter of 1899, and they were born in October, and she got those two children through there. And my aunt, who was the split image of my mother, only lived 82 years, and my mother only lived 94 years. They lived long lives, thanks to my dear little grandmother, who only lived to be 65.
What was your mother's name, maiden name?
Nita Ellen Smith, the daughter of John E. Smith and Ida Mae Lewis Smith. Ida Mae Lewis being the mother of the twins. John E. Smith was their father. John Smith died out in Hooker, out in the panhandle, and they buried him in Alva. He is buried next to my little grandmother, who died when I was in the Army in World War II. I was on KP in basic training, and they called me and told me my grandmother had died. And they told me I could have the weekend off to go to her funeral. And I remember thinking that grandmother always did things that were helpful to others, and at least I got out of KP for the weekend. But I miss her, and she was a wonderful person.
Your mother's personality, what was she like?
She was very talented musically. She went to the Chicago Conservatory of Music. She studied piano, and she gave piano lessons for many years. When I was a little toddler, I used to hate to see those students come in because that meant that I couldn't be with my mother. And so when John Philip Sousa died and I was just a little toddler, I sneaked in where she was giving a lesson. The Saturday Evening Post had just gotten there and it had a picture of John Philip Sousa on the front page. I stood on that, and I just stood there for a long, long time. And my mother looked at me and says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm standing on Susie." And that was always a big joke between my mother and I. And whenever she wanted to know where I'd been and so forth, I'd say, "Well, I was just standing on Susie."
Your father's name?
Joseph Don Garrison, Sr. He was a graduate of Northwestern University and Northwestern State College over at Alva. He came home from World War I as a young corporal. He spotted my mother, and it was more or less love at first sight as far as he was concerned. Someone told her, said, "I know, man, it's just crazy to meet you." And my mother said, "Well, I don't want to meet any crazy men." But one thing led to another, and they went out on the first date. It was the middle of the winter. He had his big old bulky army overcoat on, and he had no other coat. So he wore that army overcoat, which is bulky to say the least. He walked over to her home, and he took that overcoat out and hid it in the shrubbery around her house. And he walked to the movie, took her to the movie, and he froze all the way to the movie and then all the way back home, and he found his coat again in the shrubbery. They always laughed about that he hid his coat because he kind of felt like that he probably wasn't as sharp as he should have been.
What did your father do for a living?
He was superintendent of city schools in Norman. He went to Norman in 1923. While he was there, he went to the University of Oklahoma and got his master's degree at the University of Oklahoma. He became the principal of a grade school in Norman and then the principal of a junior high. Then he became the principal of the high school, and finally, just before World War II, he became superintendent of city schools. He took a leave to go to World War II, which he did. He, at that time, was a major, and he was promoted to lieutenant colonel a short time after he got called up. He was on a leave of absence from Norman schools for the duration of the war. After the war, he became, again, the superintendent of schools in Norman.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had one brother and one sister. My sister died last month. She died in Salt Lake City. Her name was Donita, D-O-N-I-T-A, Ray, R-A-E, Garrison, Patchin, P-A-T-C-H-I-N.
How old was she when she died?
She was 82.